This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am mad at you now. I don't care.
No, you will.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
They don't need a secondary with that pass rush, my man.
The Eagles.
All right, it's I got to introduce. You cannot rebut. Eagles secondary, not a big concern because of our pass rush. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It is the crossover, and they are live from King's Fish House in Santa Clara.
Look at
what's up, gentlemen?
Yeah,
boys.
We can't wait to see you. You got to get here now. Let's go.
You're going to love it.
You
got
Willard,
get
you got the George Seifert look with the glasses. I see you, baby.
Well, we're not inside, Goo, so you know what I mean? I was going to do my best, Goo, but we're outside.
Oh, I didn't know. Is it cold?
No, God, it's beautiful.
It's probably 79, Steiny. It's probably thermal perfection.
Yeah, absolute. But it's not like Levi Stadium. Like, we've got an overhang and we're okay.
Yep.
You don't need
gotcha.
A bucket of sunscreen. Everything's going to be fine.
Nice. Right. Nice.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you guys. Drive safe.
Underneath a pergola, which is like an awning, but even better. And there's a couple outdoor trees and you've got umbrellas. It is. We've had some phenomenal venues for summits, but.
Yeah.
I hate to put this one at the summit of summits.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Well, I'm knowing that Fremont Bank is my favorite bank.
Yeah, be careful.
But yeah, hopefully they're not listening because this place is now at the top of the heap.
Yeah, okay, food is good. Food is good. Lovely Christy and I have already sampled. The food is fantastic. There are balloons, Goo. We got balloons.
I want food. I get that. I got no balloons.
We got some early arrivers. Some red. We got some gold. We're good. You got to get here.
I can't wait.
We have action.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do, Steiny.
All righty.
Yeah, you could leave that jacket in your car.
I told him that. You cannot bring it in.
Leave the jacket in your car. There's a valet just for the two of you.
Yep.
Because you're special.
Yeah.
Okay, you're the celebrities today. So leave the jacket in the car and then leave the car with the people and then come see us.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We can do that.
Do
you want us to roll right now, guys?
No.
2 o'clock?
He
said no, like he was your PE teacher.
Yeah, let's talk it out.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Ask him how they're traveling.
About? I've been hearing you call the Eagles yours all day long.
You look awkward.
Look at you.
Look at him smiling.
There's a reason for that.
We know the reason, though. It's an antagonization sensation.
Somebody encouraged me to do that.
Hey, guys, I got to do this because I love you, and you are my family. We watched the Super Bowl together a couple years ago. I am fixated on this Giant baseball season. It's incredible.
Man.
But what happened? You guys had the funeral, so we're like – Do we dig the cat coffin back up, Diz? How does that work?
It's happened before, and I don't know if you've ever seen, I'm sure Steiny hasn't, the movie Kill Bill 2.
Oh, yes, I have.
Uma Thurman happens to be entombed in a coffin, and she's left for dead. Next thing you know, she wins 10 of 11 and uses her little mini punch and gets out of it. And
there you
she
go.
Goes on to, I think she was the third wild card goon. She went on to win the whole damn thing. So, yeah, funerals have been reversed before, and I love the Easter resets from earlier.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if it was 7 days or four when JC stages come back, but you guys were right on point with that.
Willard, I saw your text last night after the draft. Four back, I said, I felt every word of it. Let's go.
They're four back, and then a bunch of people clearly listened to Dan Dibley and tweeted back at me and went, they're actually five.
Yeah.
Because that was like, a bar, man.
Yeah, but to me, it doesn't matter yet. You know, everybody's nightmare, I think, is to be buried alive. Isn't that everybody's worst nightmare?
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe we did it to the Giants, but not yet.
I hear you.
They swept one of the worst teams of all time.
But they swept the Cubs, too, that are going to the playoffs.
No, they get their credit, but this has to keep.
That's what Steiny's saying.
Right. There can't be a break. There's no room for a break.
Wow.
So it has to sustain for three more full weeks.
And then,
if we get to the last week and the number is two or smaller, then okay. But, like, yeah, We're watching.
By the way, am I the only one that did you guys watch the Giants game last night?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did anyone else notice?
What you about to say? I don't know.
Our left fielder lost track of the outs?
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that again?
Well,
he fires the ball to second base after the third out of the inning.
Yes.
All right, no harm, no foul.
When in doubt, air it out.
That's true.
It's way better than starting to run to the dugout with only two outs.
That's
true. I can tell you that.
Or flipping it in the crowd with only two outs.
There
right?
you go.
And, of course, they had the weekly stumble around second base, base running mistake by Matos.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the best appeals of all time, don't you think? You appeal a suspension and then knock two into the stands. That's good use of your appeal. Like Steiny, it's kind of like if you use your mulligan and then you go 265 the middle.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Chappie did last night.
No doubt.
You use a mulligan and put it in the trees again. Like, we should have just taken the suspension and moved on.
We call that good usage in tourney lore, where we have the tourney every summer, and you get, it's one mully, one toast. So in the 19th hole, you only get one toast.
Like a piece of toast or a champagne toast?
I just want to call attention to Jay Norwood for picking up Thursday's dinner again. Hey, Jay!
That was great.
But when you do that with your mully and you snap it in the trees and then you pipe one and make par, it's good usage.
That's good usage.
And that's what Chappie did.
I got to ask you two a question, because I asked Steiny and Evan didn't give me what I wanted, but we had the former linebacker, Seattle Seahawks, Chad Brown. He was incredible. A lot of information. We ended it asking about college football and Cal's quarterback, and he talked about the NIL and how Cal may not be able to afford to keep him around, and he can go somewhere and get the bag. What am I missing? Real quick, I asked Steiny, I feel like I didn't get a sufficient answer about the Bay, Silicon Valley, all the richness around Berkeley and everywhere, the alumni. Why would the chicken be an issue here with Cal?
Because the money that you're talking about is Bay Area money, and therefore it's not dedicated to college sports. Like, I don't know. To me, NIL money, and at least my perception of envelopes in the parking lot from boosters and whatnot, that comes from care. That comes from people in Alabama who wake up and then go to bed, and everything in between is Bama football.
Wow.
We don't have that here. You know, those people are all thinking about Christian McCaffrey's tendonitis.
Wow.
They're not worried about, and I'm glad you called him Cal's quarterback. For at least five more weeks, that's his name. No idea, right? And I don't mean that as because no one cares. I mean that because that's going to take some practice to pronounce that name. Someone just go with Cal's quarterback for a little while.
Perfect. Yeah.
Wow, remember, guys, interesting, man.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
It's the exact same thing. Yeah. And if you're in Alabama and you're a big-time alum and you go to every game and you happen to have a lot of money, you'll break off $10 million and now you've got the best ultimate access ever. And out here there is money. And is there money mixed with passion and then it's redirected into the university? We haven't yet seen it, and I think Stanford's more poised with people like Joe Lacob, for example, who is fond of Stanford to where he could be that sort of benefactor. But Bay Area college sports just hasn't discovered that pipeline here.
Wow.
Yeah. JKS.
Yeah, that's what Goo's going with.
JKS. I'm in. That's a good start. Remember how long it took all of us to do Tungavailoa?
There you go.
Remember how long? It took a while. Like, it took. There was a good solid month and a half where people were just. And then even Pajemski.
Yeah.
We've got all of these mistakes weeks.
We all go back to Tishmunga Biakabatuka.
There you
Look
go.
Of course, that, boy.
The great Michigan, and we called him Tim. Because, Tim is a lot easier than Tishmunga, but it's a long and storied history of names that we've all butchered.
Who was that pass rusher for the Packers and we just went with KGB?
Oh, my good Lord.
Right?
I know who you're talking about.
Baja Biamila or whatever.
Yeah,
so I like what you're doing, Go.
You guys are the best.
The guy that stumped me early until I got it was former Warrior guard Sharunas.
Yasikevicius.
Sound like a vegetable.
That was the he was in on the Steven Jackson trade.
He was stumping you early, and then you got it.
Yeah, you weren't liking it early.
No, I wasn't.
But you were loving it late.
Out of Maryland, if I'm not mistaken, Steiny.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
I do believe you're correct.
So I guess when I see Mike Silver or Cal alums, I got to get on him about open that book.
That's right. That's right. It's all on him. You want to keep your quarterback?
Real quick.
Stanford's got Joe Lacob, and Cal's got Mike Silver. I'll tell you what.
That was great. That was a five.
Herb Edwards, we got to call Herb. Yeah.
What do you want to start with today when you get here? What do you want me to throw at you?
And I was, Willard, I got to say so. I got to give you some flowers. I love the way you set it up, too. But just I love the introductions. I feel like Arsenio Hall when you say.
What's popping right now? I mean, the Eagles are going to play the Cowboys, but, what's the first thing that comes to your mind about Sunday right now?
That it feels like the NFL is king because, and I know I'm going off the ranch here, is because week one feels like a playoff game because the NFL only gives us one a week. You can't tell me that's not a big part of why it is turned into what it's turned into, guys.
Yeah, Monday feels like it's either going to be awesome or a disaster, right? Doesn't Monday?
Overreaction Monday.
It's a big one.
It is, but Steiny and Goo both had him at 10-7, and I don't know if you played the actual schedule game, but if you're going to play with 10-7, for me, this would be one of the seven that you would lose if you're going to go 10-7.
That's interesting.
This is a hard one. Yep, this is a hard
no
one.
Doubt.
I'm just interested in seeing something a little different with expectations a little different and just not really knowing who they are or what they can be. Let's find out.
And Willard, last week we left a crossover. You go, how did we not talk about what did you say? I forgot what it was. We left it. What about Jennings and that little bump he got?
Well, but super interesting that breaks right as our draft is starting last night, which was fun. But it also, that breaks last night, and then this morning we hear, the Niners did offer him a long-term extension, and he said no. And, that way it was not to his liking. So now, they meet in the middle, and he's betting on himself, and I'm also betting this is his last year with the 49ers.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, guys. Tempers it a little bit, right?
Time for us to,
we're headed to you.
Make our way down there.
Yep. I just mapped it from here to the station. You're looking at an hour 8, so you're fine.
Okay.
All right? When you pull up to Bloomingdale's, I want you to turn left into the valet because you're special.
Well, I have to charge my car, so
I don't.
May have to figure that out.
Yeah, that's a you thing.
Okay.
That's a you thing. All right. Do you want me to do the Do you want me to do the IT?
Yes, do the legal, please.
Time for the legal.
I appreciate it, Mark.
I don't even have the legal in front of me.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, would you
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from Laughing Monk Studios. All right, guys, we'll see you in about an hour.
Bye, Stein.
On 95.7 The Game. All right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.